What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today with another quick-hitting daily digest for you. A few things to cover in the AI marketing world today. The first one is a new tool from HubSpot called the AI Search Grader. It's going to help us see where our brands are performing and how they're performing and ranking within these popular LLMs and these AI search tools like Perplexity that we're seeing released so often now. And not only where they're ranking, but just like a general brand sentiment, things that are really important to marketers, like share of voice across these models, which has been really a concern for a lot of marketers and SEOs right now. How are these models going to represent their brand, and how are they going to kind of replace the traditional search experience that we're all used to, especially when it comes to like the advertising environment within these search engines as well? So HubSpot is, of course, a step ahead of what we need. This is actually coming from the Marketing Against the Grain podcast, which I have to shout out here. If there are any MATG listeners out there, then you've likely already heard about this tool or used it, and more power to you. But Marketing Against the Grain is a podcast hosted by Kip Bodner, who is the CMO at HubSpot, and Kiernan Flanagan, who is currently the CMO at Zapier. And this is just a great marketing podcast in general. Definitely check it out. I'll link to it in the show notes. Obviously, you have two hugely effective and talented CMOs in the digital marketing space coming from HubSpot and Zapier. I believe Kiernan was at HubSpot at one point and may even be going back. I'd have to re-listen to a couple of the episodes. So again, definitely check that out if you're not listening. But they covered this new tool in today's episode that HubSpot released, which is the AI Search Grader. So I've linked to it in the show notes if you're curious about how your brand is being perceived by these LLMs and by these AI search tools, which you definitely should be. We've talked about some of this AI, again, search revolution that's coming down the pipe, whether it's the Perplexity search engine, the actual AI search engine, Google's AI overviews, or some of the other AI integrations that we're already seeing into popular search engines like Bing. And of course, like I said, HubSpot is going to lead the way when it comes to enabling marketers to control their inbound or control their inbound marketing, how they're appearing on the web to their potential leads. So huge shout out to HubSpot. I already told you, I think it was in yesterday's episode, that I'm a bit of a bandwagon rider for HubSpot, but they already have this super powerful tool to help us start tracking our brand performance in these AI areas. They do say that the AI Search Grader only utilizes and searches ChatGPT right now from OpenAI, but that's just at this point. According to Kip and the team at HubSpot, there are more models to come, or they will be covering and including more models like Gemini and Claude and things like that. They also mentioned that for smaller brands who probably don't have as big a footprint on the web as some of the enterprise brands out there, like maybe Digital Pop, for instance, this tool is likely not going to be of much use, and it'll rank you either quite low if it ranks you at all, which is just really a message to get out there, get in the space, start creating content, start creating that digital footprint. And if you need help, just reach out to Digital Pop. We are all about helping your brand stand out online. The next thing I wanted to talk about was a tidbit from yesterday's rundown.ai newsletter, and they were calling out a new new feature from CodeSignal, a tool where they're using AI to simulate impactful or important business conversations or interactions. And I had to include this. We just talked about the Einstein sales agent from Salesforce, the Einstein sales coach. They have two agents there. One is a sales agent and the other is a sales coach. Check out that episode. The sales coach is essentially coaching your sales reps using Salesforce CRM data and preparing them dynamically in custom ways for specific lead interactions in sales calls using these AI simulations, which I think is just super powerful. And that's basically exactly what CodeSignal is doing here, or appears to be doing with this feature. But for the rest of us who maybe don't have a Salesforce CRM or aren't salespeople, and also for those of us who just enjoy practicing or having a good idea of what we want to say going into a conversation. And I mentioned in the other episode the other day that definitely applies to me. So I'll just go ahead and share my screen here for anybody who's watching along on video. But what they have is essentially a bunch of, CodeSignal in general has a bunch of paths. A lot of them are super awesome, and I definitely recommend you check them out on your own time. Things like learning to code, web development, data science and literacy paths, and all sorts of different courses and practices in different job areas, which is really awesome. And like I said, they have several courses for each of these areas or categories. And within those, they have practices, which I am assuming will take you through step by step and quiz you. And in the case of these AI simulations, and allow you to practice these interactions or conversations. And those are the ones that I wanted to touch on today. The soft skills section, which is kind of akin to the sales agent coach. None of these appear to be directly sales applicable. And not necessarily marketing applicable, but I think these ones, a couple of these can still definitely apply to us as marketers. And again, this is just a sign that agents like this, simulators like this, training experiences like this are definitely coming and are not too far around the corner. So within their soft skills courses here, they have a few things like how to win friends and influence people in practice. And I wonder if it's aligned or how aligned it is with that very popular book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. But it also has things like practicing crucial conversations. The rest of them appear to be pretty engineered or engineering driven. But again, this simulation offering is just super powerful and effective to me. I think it's going to be a really great way of implementing these AI agents in the coming months and years as we all start adopting AI more and more. Something to definitely keep an eye on. Okay, and the last thing I wanted to throw at you guys in today's little bite-sized Daily Digest episode is a new feature in Adobe Express. For anybody who doesn't know, Adobe Express is basically Adobe's answer to Canva, kind of a one-stop shop for all sorts of design functions and features that is much more user-friendly and definitely geared towards non-design people, more so than Adobe's huge suite of professional design products like Photoshop and Illustrator and all those. And this feature is essentially a super quick and easy way to do something that we've talked about a few times on this show. I should probably intro the feature first. Animate from audio. So it's going to allow you to record some audio and apply it to a little figure, a cartoon or animated figure. And again, we've talked about a few times on this show that is kind of like a marketing tactic or strategy, you know, to spin up a little cartoon mascot or a virtual mascot to include in your marketing materials, in your campaigns. We've talked about and featured a lot of tools that take images and create videos or try to map voiceover or lip movements to those images, and definitely to varying degrees of success. But the principle and the concept, I think, is really great and can definitely be a really effective way to kind of liven up your campaigns. And eventually, what those tools kind of sought to do is have you import your own visual assets. And I think that's kind of what is causing a lot of the main challenges with the effectiveness and the accuracy of the animations and stuff. In the case of Adobe Express, they're actually providing pre-selected assets, which limits you somewhat, but I think they have a good selection, and I think it's going to make it a much more effective experience. But we'll try it out here, and you'll be able to judge right along with me. So I've gone ahead and shared my screen now for anybody watching along on video. And basically what this is, and I'll just, if you do have Adobe Express, you can find this under the video option. And again, it's animate from audio. And essentially what this is, and it gives you a little panel of animated characters here, a little cartoon characters. Some of them are more human and somewhat realistic. And it ranges all the way from like emoji style cartoon characters like hearts and smiley faces and all sorts of different options. Definitely check out Adobe Express if you haven't yet, you should be able to get it for like a free trial or something for about 30 days, I believe, just to check out these features. If you do have Adobe Express, again, you can find this under the video option, animate from audio. So I'll just continue. As I continue to scroll down here, they have a ton of different default options. Again, it would be nice if you can upload your own, and I'm sure that is probably a feature coming soon, or I would hope, from Adobe Express. But this is most likely also, like I said, going to increase the quality since they have it, and they're going to have it mapped to these pre-selected options. So if you're not watching along in the video, essentially you can select one of these characters. I've selected a keyboard plane robot. You know, if you have watched or listened to the show before, you know we usually go robot themed for, you know, obvious reasons. We're an AI podcast, and I'm just a nerd in general. For anybody who's not watching, essentially you can select your character here and it will populate on the left side of the screen with that character. You can then grab a background as well. There are various options for backgrounds. I'm just scrolling through these now for anybody who does happen to be watching. And there's all sorts of cool options here. I'm going to just select a classroom for our robot to be speaking in. And then the third option you can select here as you're creating your animation is the size. And this is super cool from a campaign and social media perspective. They have tons of different aspect ratio and sizing options for every social channel you would need to post on. Things like obviously Instagram, Facebook, X, but they also have YouTube and Pinterest, LinkedIn, Snapchat, TikTok. So again, anywhere you want to include this little mascot or any of these animations that you create, you're going to be able to do so. So you got to love that. And you can also create a custom size as well. So like I said, I've gone ahead and grabbed a robot character and we put him in a classroom here and we'll ask him to say something nice about the AI Marketing Navigator podcast. Again, for anybody who's not watching along, what you can do here is you can simply click a record button to record your dialogue that you want the animated character to say, or you can upload a pre-recorded file. Looks like the tool accepts MP3, AIF, WAV, MP4 files. So very, user-friendly from Adobe Express. Gotta love it. It also says here that you have a maximum of 2 minutes and 1 gigabyte for your uploads. And then lastly, before I upload my little AI Marketing Navigator snippet, you can also select it to enhance the speech or ask it to enhance the speech. And there's a little question mark action icon here, which reads, makes voice recording sound as if they are recorded in a professional studio. So I think you would definitely want to enhance the speech. Okay, so I've gone ahead and recorded my little audio here. We have uploaded it and we have mapped it apparently to our robot. So I'm going to give you a little preview here of what it looks like. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. If you like the show or found it useful in any way, please go ahead and follow or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. And there you have it. It wasn't terrible. I think it's an effective way to do it. I did not click the audio enhance button just to see what happened. I think we were picking up some interference there. So definitely click that audio enhance button. And you can download your resulting MP4 here. So I'll let you be the judge of how you thought that performed. I think it is more effective with the pre-selected characters than it was with some of the tools we've used in the past. So let me know how you would use these little animated characters in your marketing materials, in your marketing campaigns. I think there are quite a few different ways or creative ways to do so. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.